Hump Day Quickies Swingers Confessions is intended for mature audiences only and contains explicit language and sexual situations. This is not intended as any professional advice. Welcome to Hump Day Quickies Swinger Confessions. Here in the sex apartment, we share our own sex-positive stories and welcome our friends to open up about their experiences in the ethically non-monogamous lifestyle. We are back with our stories, picking up where we left off last season. A pre-party that leads to a sexy soft swap orgy at the club, then the Silver Foxes come to town for an interview that ends in an erotic foursome.
And we're back at the sex apartment. Once again, just you and me.
Just the two of us.
Last week, we didn't get a chance to jump into our stories, so we figured we'd start this season off by trying to catch up a little more on our stories.
Where did we leave off?
We left off talking about May 2022, so let's pick right up in June of 2022.
June of 2022, so long ago.
That very first weekend, we were heading to the club that night, but before we did that, we had a pre-party. It was a smaller pre-party where we had Dominic and Ariel, Han and Leia, and Echo and Falcon over. These three couples had been friends of ours for a while, but never actually met each other. All had been to a pre-party in the past and knew to get there a little early to hang out and chat. So everyone got there early, and we were all hanging out talking. Echo grabbed one of our card games and started asking the icebreaker questions to everybody.
One of the best benefits of being friends with Echo and Falcon, but Echo more so, is that she has the ability to break the ice with a lot of people.
There is definitely no sitting there quietly with her.
I've always felt that when we get a group of people together, I become more and more reserved the more people that are tacked on to the group. I've always felt I'm good in a situation where I'm one-on-one or one-on-two, but when you start adding more and more people, I'm just as shy and reserved as the new people who are walking in the door. You have a friend like Echo who's outgoing and willing to put herself out there, break the ice in a large group. It really makes things more comfortable for everyone in the room. So she did. She started reading off some of the questions in one of these games as if it was just a getting to know you game and not, we weren't actually playing the game. She was just reading through some of the questions. And I don't remember if it was dares or what it was that, but it just was a whole list of different questions.
One of the games has like an icebreaker set. It was brand new to the sex apartment, so she was very eager to pop it open and give it a shot.
So the questions ranged all over the place. They were questions asking about kinks and asking about experiences you've had in the past and those kinds of things. So we would just go around the room. She would ask a question and then everybody in the room would answer it. Or if it was just kind of like a consensus around the room, people would just all, yes, I have, or no, I haven't. It broke the ice very quickly. In fact, had us laughing almost immediately because we could all joke around with each other in regards to some of the questions.
I would agree completely. And then it transitioned right into dinner with no problem at all. This was before we started mixing and matching people sitting next to each other. But with four couples, it's pretty easy just to sit 2-2-2-2.
But honestly, we still struggle with that.
We do. But conversation continued to flow all through dinner. Finish dinner, go back, change, head to the club. Like we said in the Dominic and Ariel episode where they talked about this, which you can find all the way back in season 2, episode 8, to give you an idea of how long ago this event happened.
Yes.
So as we got to the club, we all kind of stuck together and hung out for the vast majority of the night because we were all so familiar with each other and the conversation was vibing so well. Conversation vibing very well for us typically means we're going to stand here and talk all night. So Echo, tired of waiting around and ready to get the show started, said, "All right, guys, who wants to go for a walk?" We're all like, "Yeah, yeah." And before we could all agree, she goes, "And maybe get into a mess around." So we go for a walk, and our favorite room that we have played in many, 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 many times, right on the corner there, room 20, was open. Echo and Falcon go in, we go in, And as we're turning that corner to go in, we happen to run into Wayne and Victoria. Wayne and Victoria had been very new at this point. Well, I guess not so much Wayne, but Victoria had been.
Yeah.
And he said, Victoria's been very interested in seeing some group play. Is it all right if we come in and just watch? We're like, absolutely, sure, come on in. And they go in and we follow in behind them, not realizing that Dominic and Ariel had just kind of kept on walking a little. And Han and Leia were just kind of hanging outside the room going, what do we do? What do we do? Spoiler alert to the end of this. We, at the time, did not realize that Dominic and Ariel had never done any group play. And we knew Han and Leia had not, but that they were slightly curious about seeing it. It didn't take those too long before they came right in. And we're all standing in there talking. And as we're standing there talking, people walking down the hallway see eight people walking into a room with the door open going, I wonder what's about to happen in here. And all start crowding around the door to watch.
Yeah.
I believe it was Falcon who said, hey, wait, where did Dominic and Ariel go? And said it in such a way that it was directed directly at me, like, hey, where are they? Go find them. I don't know how I become the spokesman for the group all the time, but that's what happened. I said, hang on, I'll go take a look. I walked out, looked down one side of the hall, back down the other, and we're like, they're not here. Didn't see them. I walked back in the room, said, didn't see them. Echo goes, you should go look for them. All right. I walk out the room and start to do a lap, and I actually get right around the corner, and I find them there talking. I walk up to them and say, hey, just so you know, we're in the room right around the corner. You guys are welcome to come in if you'd like. You don't have to come in. If you do come in, nothing is expected of you. You don't have to do anything. You can just hang out. There's another couple in there that is just watching also. But I just want to let you guys know, Echo and Falcon just asked where you guys were. So you are welcome to join if you so desire.
And I think after the fact, when we were doing our interview with Dominic and Ariel, it came out that when Wayne and Victoria came into the room, they were even more apprehensive. They were already a bit apprehensive about the group play, but then we kind of just let this other couple come in, which they didn't know that we had let them in the room under the pretense that they were just watching.
Gotcha.
We weren't just agreeing to have anybody come in the room at that time. So I can understand from their perspective that they may have seen that as a, oh shit, they'll just let anybody in here.
Right.
And that does go to a question of how prepared are we for this, or are we ready for what might happen if that's the case? So
Dominic had also said that he saw the large group forming outside the room. So he wasn't sure if we were just leaving the chain up and welcoming anybody to watch, or just like you said, pulling random people in, like, come on, let's see what you want to be part of it. Let's go.
Right.
That was because they had been in a room with another couple who wanted to leave the chain up. And then that couple started welcoming other strangers in just to play along. And that made them very uncomfortable. So they kind of pulled the plug on that situation. After our discussion, they said, you know what? Let's just go in and check it out. Because I also made it very clear, oh no, we're closing the door. I don't do door open.
Right.
They join us. We close the door, much to the disappointment of all the guys gathering around. Because, of course, by this point, you are already
naked.
Yes. And I believe Echo and Falcon are also at that point. We walk into the room, close the door. I say, hey, look what I found. And you immediately walk up to Dominic and start making out.
And you start making out with Ariel. The room is still trying to kind of come to a settling point. So everybody's either figuring out their spot in the room, because Han and Leia weren't really comfortable with group play.
They had actually said that up to this point, really, they had only interacted with us. And for the most part, Leia was just into other women.
Right.
They really didn't have much to do with Echo and Falcon at that point. After that quick makeout with Dominic and Ariel, we kind of tried to merge in with the rest of the room and get things going.
Everybody was trying to kind of find a spot to get comfortable so that they could either be in the action or on the sidelines, wherever they felt most comfortable.
I kind of merged my way over with Han and Leia to hang out with them and make sure they were comfortable. Falcon, being naked and you being naked, promptly walked over to you and grabbed your hand.
Well, me and Falcon have enough of a history that that is perfectly okay with me. So he takes me to the bed and we immediately begin fucking.
Yes, there was no let's build up with oral. He was ready, you were ready, and off to the races you two went. I am not sure how it happened, But as I was standing there with Han and Leia, both Echo and Ariel approached, and I start making out with Echo. I start making out with Ariel. I start making out with Leia, and I'm alternating back and forth with them, touching them. Hands are going everywhere. Next thing I know, Echo's blowing me for a little bit. Ariel's blowing me for a little bit. And then even Leia says, ooh, I want to do that too, and starts blowing me for a little bit.
In a room of 10 people, 5 girls, you had 3 of them.
Yes, and one of those 5 wasn't even playing and was standing off to the side.
So of 4 available girls, you had 3 of them.
Yep, that is correct. And I will say that Dominic noticed that and took the cue and went over and grabbed Echo and took her off to the side.
You said you could spare one.
I understood. I wasn't going to be greedy. No sooner did that happen than there's a knock at the door. Very rare for there to be a knock at the door. There's a big thing at the club. You don't do that. That knock comes at the end of the night.
And typically when there is, it's usually someone who was in the room previously and left something behind. I mean, we usually answer it, right? I mean, we don't usually ignore it. So in this case, we sent, you were the one who answered the door, right?
Yes, I did in fact answer the door. And I walk over and I answer the door and there's this woman standing there and she goes, oh, look, there's boobs in there. And I kind of turn to the room and everybody looks up and everybody gives me the who the fuck is this look.
Yeah.
It's pretty clear that none of us know her. I go, yes, yes, there are. And close the door. I start to walk back over. Knock, knock, knock. I have boobs too. I have boobs. And Leia goes, I like boobs. You should let her in. I don't want to say I told you so this early. But I'm not big on the letting random strangers in the room that I don't know, that we haven't talked rules, haven't done anything, don't even know their name.
Especially when they're attempting to get in the room without any indication that we want them there.
Yes. But as Leia requested, I said, okay, fine. If you're all right with it, I will open the door and let her in. I open the door. She's standing there. I say, come on in. She goes, oh, cool. Here's my husband. And from around the corner, she pulls him in the room and he's like, well, what the fuck? And, and suddenly this new couple is in the room. Doesn't take most of us long to figure out this girl is fairly intoxicated.
Fairly is being nice.
The I have boobs should have been the first clue. But she immediately strips off her clothes and runs and jumps in the middle of the bed. This kind of disrupts the situation. Dominic and Echo kind of try to move out of the way as Echo's going, hey, what's your name again? And she gets off the bed and comes right over to me and starts blowing me because, well, she realizes this girl's hammered and doesn't want to be too indirect. Involved in that.
Yeah. So I'm still on the bed from me and Falcon fucking, and Ariel is now on the bed. So I lean over and start making out with Ariel, all the while this drunk girl had come onto the bed in that time.
And that drunk girl decides, hey, I want to start going down on girls. So she immediately starts going down on Ariel. Going back to Dominic and Ariel and how they got started, their big thing was going to vanilla nightclubs, picking up random girls, taking them home and playing with them. So for Ariel, this was no big deal. And another girl going down on her that she just met. Fine, go ahead, have at it.
Mm-hmm.
Echo sees that Falcon had just finished up with you and excuses herself from me. I'm still standing there with Han and Leia. Leia then starts going down on me again. Han is watching very intently on the bed with this drunk girl going down on Ariel and you making out and playing with Ariel's tits. And he kind of taps Leia on the shoulder. Hey, you should go join that. Leia turns and sees 3 very attractive naked women laying on the bed enjoying each other. And she said, yeah, yes, I should. And giggles and runs over and jumps in the bed.
As soon as she gets on the bed, I get between her legs and start eating her out.
You do enjoy the Leia time, that is for sure.
Not too long after that, she decides to return the favor to me. As I'm laying and enjoying Leia going down on me, I kind of play with the drunk girl's nipples a little bit. She had nice tits.
She had nice everything, I'll be completely honest. And I really wish we knew a little bit more what she was into. Because a little later on, as we wrap things up and nobody has really interacted much with her because, well, we didn't know what we could do. So we kind of let her do her thing and what she wanted to do. She kind of gave us the, what the fuck, nobody's going to do anything to me look?
Yeah.
Kind of left in a huff that nobody interacted with her.
Well, and this just is prime example of over consuming alcohol and then expecting some sort of fun that evening without having the ability to actually verbalize either consent or not consent, because she just comes barging into the room. You could assume that's implied consent, but also her husband stood by and didn't say anything. So you kind of like were left with a real big question mark as to what exactly was supposed to happen here.
We had never seen them at the club before, so I'm guessing this was their first night. My guess is that she needed a little help to get to the point that she was in that night, where she would do the things that they had talked about. And I am purely speculating here, but my guess is it got to the point in the evening where she's like, all right, either we're doing this or we're not. And she didn't have a good way to find someone to do something with. As that room is the first door as you round the corner, it's almost as though she's like, you know what, fuck it, I'm just going to start knocking on doors and seeing what happens. We must have been in that first room. She knocked on the door, saw people in there, closed the door in her face. She knocked again. She said, all right, come on in. And that was, okay, let's make this happen. And her husband had that, well, I guess this is what we're doing, look on his face. But he had it together enough to know, hey, I'm not going to strip and just throw myself wherever. But at the same time, he also didn't engage and just kind of stood off in the corner not knowing what to do.
I think that's a pretty fair assessment of the situation.
We have not seen them since. Mm-mm. So I really have no idea if any of that's the case.
Yeah.
But based on having never seen them before, not seeing them again after, I'm pretty confident that's what was going on there.
It just puts everyone in a very difficult spot because we don't really know how to interact with somebody who, obviously, we've spent the entire evening with the rest of the group in this room and had gotten a good idea on what everybody was okay with. I mean, at that point, we knew Leia was good with girl-girl stuff and wasn't really jumping into doing anything with any of the guys. So we had already had that in mind. And then all these things are already going through our head. And here, this random person is thrown into the mix. And as much fun as it could be to just be like, oh, sweet, we've got this other female here and possibly another male, we have no clue. There's not been one word exchanged between us as far as what expectations would be. And I feel for the girl, because if she, you know, left that night thinking that nobody wanted her, nobody thought she was sexy enough to touch her or whatever, it's just sad because her night really could have ended in such a different way if she had entered that room differently.
I would have been all about getting that fourth blowjob, just to be clear. She was she was sexy as fuck, but that whole, she's on the tipsy side, if not on the very drunk side.
Yeah.
And has not specifically said, yes, we can do this, just kind of laid on the bed, touching everybody, but never said, hey, I want you to do this. And even, hey, I want you to do this in the state that she was in.
Would have been
knowing
a little, yeah.
The four guys that were in that room, we wouldn't have done anything anyway.
Yeah.
But this was about a month after our season finale had come out, which at the last second, we decided to put together a best of, because my dream of the gangbang for you season finale hadn't had a chance to materialize.
Yeah.
And now in our fourth season, it has yet to as well, but that's okay. We had talked about it earlier in the evening, as that was what we had wanted to do. And you had said you had never had a chance to see what you would do with three cocks in front of you. Dominic, being the opportunist that he is, seeing Falcon and myself standing there.
Available.
Said, hey, Nessa, now is the perfect time for you to practice with three cocks.
So I also seized the opportunity and I got on my knees, got a cock in my mouth and another cock in one hand and another cock in the other hand and attempted the three to handle three cocks as best as I could.
You did it expertly, taking your time to blow each of us and stroking the other two as you did so. And all three of us completely agreed, you got it, not a problem. While that was going on, Ariel kind of pulled me out of it and then gave me one last blowjob before we all started kind of getting dressed. And I think as that was going on, that was when the drunk girl kind of realized, hey, no one's paying attention to me anymore, and quickly got dressed and pulled her guy out of the room. Short of you and Falcon, this was a completely soft experience.
Yeah.
However, I will say it was one of the more entertaining, fluctuating rooms that we have been in.
Yeah, we moved around a lot.
And for it to only be soft swap is very rare for us, especially in fucking room 20. Mm-hmm. So I was very surprised at the end as I started to think about it and we started going through, hey, yeah, this was my first. And we found out that Dominic and Ariel and Han and Leia had never even considered being in a group play, much less actually doing it. So it was fun to see that we could, with every different rule set in the room, including someone who didn't even tell us what their rules are, we were all able to maintain that level of consent.
Yeah.
And with another couple that was just in the room just watching and nobody pushed boundaries.
Exactly. I was just going to say that everybody respected each other's boundaries, even though we had full swap couples in the room and we had soft swap couples in the room. It all still really worked out. So it was kind of a really cool way to see things come together with these different dynamics.
Absolutely. 100%. And I couldn't have been happier with the way that turned out. So after that, we all pretty much get dressed, go back to the bar, hang out, chat some more, and then call it an early night because the very next day,
we had an appointment at the sex apartment.
We sure did. Dominic and Ariel came over for their very first interview.
Yes.
Our interview process is not short.
No.
There's usually about an hour of us just hanging out talking. And then finally it's like, hey, we probably should have had the headphones on for that. And that's if we don't go out to dinner first. And even if we do go out to dinner first, we get back to the sex apartment and then we just start talking. And once again, it's, oh shit, we should have had the headphones on. Hang on. That was a good story. Let's hit record.
Yeah, it's tough to get down to business when you're talking about sexual things and people's past experiences on microphones, recording it, whoever we interview, no matter how close of friends they are. I feel they always sit down and they're always super nervous when it starts off. So there's that moment of getting comfortable on the mics. There's that moment of just kind of relieving the nerves. So inevitably, our interviews become more than just the interview itself, but also the friendly chat, the friendly banter, the getting comfortable, the having a couple of drinks, sitting down and just catching up with people, depending on, you know. But I know a lot of this was just as they came in the door, oh my gosh, can you believe the drunk girl last night? Yep. Can you believe what we did last night? Oh my gosh. So they were still on that high of what they did the night before. It was fun that we had just had that time just the day before with them to kind of rehash everything the next day while it was still very fresh in their memory and still something they didn't regret yet.
So. Yes. And I still don't think they regret it.
I don't think they regret it. I was just joking.
And then we sat down and did the interview, and that's another 2 hours of just talking, if not 2.5.
Yeah.
And we finally finished the interview and then just sat there and continued to talk. They had already moved out of state.
Yeah.
So they were in visiting the night before because of the fact that it was 12 people in that room. We didn't actually get a chance to play very specifically full swap 2-on-2 with them. So we reached that awkward moment where the interview's done. We've hung out. We've chatted. How are we transitioning from interview to playtime? This is before we had decided interview and playtime at the same time is probably not the best because A, it takes so fucking long, and B, the transition is really fucking hard. So we've decided, we shouldn't do that anymore. That not being the case here. And you'll hear in several other stories, times in the future, that wasn't the case.
Yeah, it took us well into season 2 to start to make that discovery that maybe we need to separate podcast interview and sexy time.
Yes.
We still struggle with this now because there are times that we don't necessarily get to see our friends and they might be doing us a favor by recording for the podcast. And then it sucks because you're like, well, let's spend 2 to 3 hours recording for the podcast and then hug and say goodbye. And then you feel like, did we just use them to get a podcast interview and then not give them some sort of sexy time as quote unquote payment for their time?
I don't think anybody feels that's a payment for their time, but I see where you're coming
from. But it starts to feel like, oh, I don't, you know, it feels like we're using them in some sort of way. And I don't like that feeling. And then, you know, I don't like it if it's people that we don't get a chance to see frequently. And then the one time we get to see them, we're using it for podcast time. So it's still a struggle to this day. I think we're better at starting the conversation off as we're going to be doing this interview. We've learned in the past that we can't podcast and have sexy time because mentally it's a struggle. And then also as far as time requirement, it's also a big time requirement as well for people. So it becomes difficult to do both.
It does. But in this situation, them in from out of town literally have a flight later that day. it's finally to that point where Dominic goes, hey, we got a flight in about 3 hours. If we're going to do this, we should probably get moving. And Ari goes, yes, yes, we should. And grabs you by the hand and takes you into the bedroom. The two of you immediately begin stripping your clothes off and hop right on the bed and start enjoying some girl-girl time, which I still think is hands down Ariel's favorite and the main reason why they got into the lifestyle.
I don't think she would argue.
No. Although they have enjoyed some single guy play lately, too, because he has found that he enjoys watching her get fucked as well. But that is also one of her big enjoyment factors.
Yes. Part of the journey. It's all part of the journey.
Yes. Dominic and I are sitting back on the couch watching, and I could tell he has an itchy trigger finger going, I want to get it, I want to get it. And I'm like,
have at it.
Don't wait for me, bud. Go ahead. Get in there. And he does.
So he gets onto the bed and we start making out. Ariel is eating me out while we're making out. I reach down and start giving him a hand job. As he gets more and more hard, I work my way down to getting it in my mouth.
And at this point, I am ready to go. So I undress and hop in the bed and start making out with Ariel because, well, you're pretty much occupied and it's okay. Here, let's separate and start doing our thing. So Ariel follows your cue. Starts going down on me, and the two of you are giving us blowjobs. Really wish I turned and gave my high five here or something, but alas, it didn't happen. You then lay down, and he starts going down on you, and I kind of lift Ariel up off my cock and lay her down and start going down on her. This is a lot of, you do it, okay, we'll do it. You do it, okay, we'll do it.
He's going down on me, and I pull him up towards me, and he kind of rubs his cock against my clit, and I'm like, okay, I gotta get it in, so that's the next step.
So as you two start fucking, go ahead, why not? I should just follow your lead, and I immediately begin fucking Ariel. We do that for a little while, and then she tells me she wants to ride me, and I'm like, that sounds great. And then I look over and I go, oh, look at that. You're already riding Dominic.
Yep, I was already there.
So I lay down, she starts riding me. It's not long before you guys switch into doggy style. Dominic says, hey, you should be training for your gangbang again. I immediately know that he means, hey, you need more than one cock. So Ariel climbs off of me and I get up on my knees and I put my cock in your mouth as you're getting fucked doggy style.
Which is a very fun position for me.
And once again, you have no problem handling more than one cock at a time. A plus, training continues. We continue that for a while. And then I go back, start fucking Ariel some more, listening to you get fucked doggy style. It does not take long for me to finish from that point. I pull out, come all over her chest.
And not long after that, Dominic pulls out and comes all over my back.
We grab some towels, clean everything up, and off they go for their flight. Because
and they make it in time.
Yes. Like I said, it's not easy having to do podcast and playtime in the same night. It is very exhausting. It takes a lot out of me to do these interviews.
I don't think it's just you. I think it's everyone. I think it's a whole process, and it sounds great once it's all edited and put together, but the nerves and the buildup and all of that stuff is a real thing, and it's really happening, and it's just something that, you know, you don't see as part of the process, but our playtimes, all of that stuff, our friendships, all of that, that's real.
Yes.
So in order for you to have that genuine interview that we are putting out, you know, all that stuff has to happen. We wish we had all the time in a day to be able to devote to record and also have sexy playtime and also have friendship bonding time. And, you know,
I think you hit the nail on the head with that, though. It's not just exhausting for the two of us to do this, but the anxiety of another couple getting ready to come to the sex apartment and sit down and record. They don't have their own podcasts. They
don't do this every day.
Right.
Yeah.
It's weird for them to go, okay, I'm going to sit down in front of a microphone and share my sexual moments with who knows how many people are listening.
Yeah.
It's draining on them. So by the time it's done, there's that, whew, all right, we did it. Relief. I can see how it's draining on everybody.
Yeah.
But 2 weeks later, a couple comes into the sex apartment that does in fact have a podcast and has no problem sitting down and being interviewed. And that couple is the Silver Foxes. And their show is called The Silver Fox Swing Set. We have talked about on our show before how they have picked the worst possible name for them. Silver Fox does imply 50s, 60s, whatever. They are, in fact, a late 30s, early 40s couple. He happened to turn gray a little earlier than most of us. And she is foxy as hell. So they said, ooh, we are now the Silver Foxes, not thinking what else that name means. But by the time they started their podcast, that name had been around for far too long. They didn't even think of that. So alas, the name is the name and that is them.
So we decided to meet up and go to dinner first.
This is actually where we find out that Mr. Silver Fox was born hard of hearing. And we kind of get into the, hey, depending on how this is balanced, I can hear conversation right here at the table, or I can hear things far away in the room, but never both. And it becomes a very interesting conversation of how he's dealt with that and learning that dynamic of what he's had to deal with.
And he actually used his hard of hearing adjustment of his hearing aid as his way to begin flirting with me for the night. I think he had me repeat a phrase or something. I can't remember the exact phrasing, but it was something like, you know, Mr. Silver Fox is super hot, something like that.
It was something definitely about you complimenting him. That is
and,
for sure.
And then I'd have to say it louder and, you know, got me to laugh. And he is a super flirt and he's good at it to boot. So he flirted all through dinner with me.
I did my coy flirting with Mrs. Silver Fox, where I'm not as over the top as Mr. Silver Fox is. I'm more indirect and teasing into it. We finish dinner, head back to the sex apartment, sit down and record our episodes. At the end of our episodes, there is a hint that we are off to go play. Mrs. Silver Fox had talked about her Skittles trick.
Yes.
And how it makes a very stringy blowjob, if you will.
The saliva becomes very stretchy.
Mr. Silver Fox had also made it very clear that he was very eager to get back in the room with you, as she had made that clear as her desire towards you as well. We get back in the room. I start making out with her. He starts making out with you. He had made it a very big point that you are not to remove your clothes. That is his job and one of the things that he thoroughly enjoys.
So he lays me on the bed and pulls my jeans off slowly.
As you guys are doing that, I'm pulling Mrs. Silver Fox's shirt and bra off and continuing to make out with her and enjoying her amazing tits.
He pulls my shirt off and he leaves my bra on, but he goes down on me while I'm still laying on the bed. I can now clearly see you making out with Mrs. Silver Fox.
Yes, and we hear you start to moan and turn and watch that, and it literally stopped both of us in our tracks. Mrs. Silver Fox, unfortunately today, was biologically indisposed, as she calls it, and not able to fully play. We made it very clear that that's perfectly acceptable and it's not a requirement to enjoy us.
I was not biologically indisposed.
No, indeed you were not.
So I enjoyed Mr. Silver Fox in many ways.
So as he continues to go down on you, Mrs. Silver Fox and I continue making out. I strip her down to her panties. She strips me down to my boxers. She sees Mr. Silver Fox take a break on going down on you so as he can start taking off his shorts. And she goes, oh, no, get out of the way, and moves him out of the way and runs to start going down on you.
And while I'm enjoying her going down on me, I'm also enjoying kissing Mr. Silver Fox.
And I'm enjoying stroking my cock watching all of this happen. Oh. After she finishes going down on you, you both kind of sit up and start making out. As you're kneeling there on the bed making out with her, Mr. Silver Fox gets down on his knees behind you and starts fingering you and going down on you from behind. You're enjoying this enough to break your kiss with Mrs. Silver Fox, which allows her to come over to me after seeing me sitting on the couch stroking my cock.
I get Mr. Silver Fox to get up onto the bed and kneel next to me as I'm laying on my back, and I give him a blowjob.
While you are doing that, Mrs. Silver Fox begins her oral extravaganza for me, if you will. She first starts putting my cock back in my pants first, something I had never really experienced before. But she tucked it back into my boxers and started rubbing it on the outside. Then she pressed her tits against it on the boxers, just kind of working it up and down, and teased me for a while that way, and then said, you know what? No, get rid of those. I stand up, take my boxers off, and then sit back down, and she grabs hold of my cock and just right back to work. She has this look that she gives you as she's sucking your, and I don't know if she does it as she's going down on you too, but when she's going down on me, she is nothing but that fucking eye contact. It is a connection that she wants you to feel and enjoy. She just deep sucks, shallow, you name it. She's back and forth all over, letting it fall out of her mouth, just teasing me over and over and over again. A fucking phenomenal blowjob, let me just say that.
Well, while you're getting your phenomenal blowjob, I finish giving a blowjob to Mr. Silver Fox, and we begin to fuck in a missionary-style position, him on top, me on bottom. He's pretty passionate. He did a very good job fucking me while I was on my back. He did hold my legs down and back and then let my legs kind of go up. And then my legs wrapped around him when he leaned forward. And he was doing a great job in that position. We stayed like that for quite some time. Yeah. We eventually moved to doggy style.
Not only did you move to doggy style, dear, but he got you up and physically turned you to face us. So I could look at you dead in the eyes as you're getting fucked doggy style while Mrs. Silver Fox is continuing this fucking A-plus blowjob.
Professionals.
Yes, they are. Which is weird because they were relatively new at this point. And by relatively new, I'm going to say 9 months in.
Yeah, certain people know what we're all there for.
Yes.
So,
yes,
and
they do.
And they make it happen.
Oh. Oh.
He continues fucking you doggy style.
So in the doggy style position, I end up somewhat collapsing to my chest and leaning forward, but he's still fucking me. And I lean forward enough where my arm can reach out to Mrs. Silver Fox, who's kneeling on the floor by the bed where she's giving you your blowjob. And I can reach out and touch her while she's giving you a blowjob.
Yes. And she feels your hand and immediately turns, sees it's you. Puts her mouth back on my cock and just starts caressing your hair and your back as her husband is fucking you behind her.
So we switch from doggy style shortly after that to him on his back. I give him a break and I get to do my power move, my chest compressions move.
Yes. And when you ride a cock, you have a certain noise to yourself, which puts me over the edge every single time. Top that off with expert blowjob. And I warn her, hey, I'm about to come. And she keeps sucking. And I go, hey, I'm about to come and I come a lot. And she looks me in the eye and continues sucking. So, as you wish, my dear. And I explode in her mouth. She fucking swallows every single drop. No cleanup needed. Just bam, done. Got it all. I jump up, head to the bathroom. When I come back in the room, you are still riding Mr. Silver Fox.
Yeah, but while you were in the bathroom, she got up and she leaned over the bed and started making out with me while I was riding Mr. Silver Fox.
Yes, and that is what I walked into.
Oh, yeah.
My cock's still incredibly hard from what just happened, and I get behind her and start rubbing my cock up and down on her ass cheeks as you two continue making out, all while you still ride Mr. Silver Fox. I believe this is the moment where she very much regrets being biologically indisposed because she starts grinding her ass on my cock and working those hips and just looking back at me, and I'm like, God, I want to fuck you so bad. All while continuing to watch you and Mr. Silver Fox as you continue to ride him. I am still hard as a fucking rock. She leans up and says, can I suck it some more? And I'm like, I don't see why not. So I sit back down on the couch and she takes some Skittles out and starts her Skittle trick once again.
So I finish riding Mr. Silver Fox and he flips me back to my back, puts me to the far end of the bed where you can again have a good visual of what is happening.
Your head is dangling off the end of the bed and you are looking up at me, just your eyes just glancing out the back of your head as he continues to fuck you.
And he's doing the same thing, kind of pressing my thighs down and playing with my tits. And you can tell he's getting close. So I start playing with myself as well so that I too can get close. And just when he's ready to come, I pick myself up and I go forward and I get his cock in my mouth so that I too can catch every last drip that he has to offer.
Yes. And one would think that is the end.
Just as me and Mr. Silver Fox were laying back and relaxing for a moment after we both came, Mrs. Silver Fox wasn't done with me yet. So
no,
she decided that she would like to go down on me again.
You having just came were like, oh shit. But she wasn't taking oh shit for an answer.
She's not a oh shit taker for an answer. While she's going down on me, Mr. Silver Fox and you kind of come up to the head of the bed where my head is and kind of start caressing me and playing with my tits and making out with me. I'm kind of going back and forth between the two of you.
You are your little center of attention that you say you hate to be, but my God, are you good at enjoying it?
Yeah.
I don't remember whose idea it was, but at some point I was instructed to go sit on the couch and you came over and started riding my cock with your legs on the outside of mine.
Yeah, reverse cowgirl style.
Yes. And Mrs. Silver Fox gets between your legs and does one of my favorite fucking things for you to do and right. starts going down on you as you're riding my cock.
Mr. Silver Fox just watches with excitement.
She's doing a very good job. You were grinding, bouncing up and down. By the second or third time that I slipped out of you, she scoots you out of the way and takes my cock in her mouth and gets back to giving me a blowjob again.
So when she does that, I return to Mr. Silver Fox, who's on the bed, excited again after watching that show. And we fuck again. Missionary with him on top to start. And then it kind of turns into he's behind me, like a spooning position.
As you guys are fucking, Mrs. Silver Fox continues with that fucking blowjob. And I don't know how she sucked it out of me, but I fucking came a second time in her mouth. And she got up, grabbed her beer, came back in, and we sat down on the couch in my boxers and her panties and just watched the two of you continue to fuck.
And he fucks me again until he pulls out and comes all over my tummy.
At which point I hop up, grab a towel, toss it to you guys and say, all right, guys, good game. And you guys clean up. We all kind of get dressed, have a little bit of small talk. And we were actually supposed to record our episode for their show immediately after that. And they said, how about we come back tomorrow morning to do that?
Thanks for joining us for a Hump Day Quickie.
We hope this brought you some midweek excitement.
If you have your own confession you'd like to share with us and our audience,
please call 844-4-HUMP-DAY and leave us a message.
Can't wait to hear your sexy stories.